you go. Wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Absolutely right on time, as we always are each and every week. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the world. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk America. It's show number 351 on this 24th day of July. Sitting alongside me is Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer. We both have white hats on today.
I know, I like
look
that.
Look at that.
That's good.
And sitting here where Doug Wilkie normally sits is a man with much more hair than Al. Ladies and gentlemen, the guest villainous himself. Doug Wilkie has been gracious enough to join us while Al is drunk somewhere on the East Coast.
He was dumb enough to come back a second time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and 2 weeks in a row.
In a row. Like, yeah. You didn't even have time to forget how
we may need a safety plan.
It is.
Yeah, if you need a safety word, you make it up and then let us know what it is.
Pineapple-ish.
Pineapple.
Because if we don't know, we're just going to keep going.
Hashtag try to say no.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Jenny, Bridget, Doug, Joe D, Nero, a bunch of other people. Hi, in the chat room. It's busy already in there. Heaven's sakes. I don't know.
I like it. Hi, guys.
It's almost like they were anticipating us being here today.
I heard Carly Simon.
Yo, it's making me wait.
Anticipation.
Yeah, I got that.
Go to musical episode.
I'm just saying.
Well, you never know. This
you
whole
never know.
Episode,
like, sometimes we sing, sometimes we don't.
Voices.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's accents.
You sing. Sure. Oh, we love the accents.
Dialect days.
Yeah,
always
dialect days
fun.
Are very fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. Have you figured it all out, Doug? You're set. I feel like you're. I don't know. This is new to you today.
No, I'm just trying to find something on the online, and I found it earlier on my phone, and now can't find it.
Okay.
On the laptop. So that's all.
You can use the same words when searching.
I did, and it's not.
All right. Okay, figured it all out.
Maybe it left the internet. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, not hardly.
We could go with Jenny's safe word of ouch.
Ouch is the same.
Feels too pedestrian to me.
Yeah.
It could be, the safe word could be pedestrian.
Oh,
like, that's
Lord.
A good safe word.
There's Al Perkins in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Al is saying hello all. Just wanted to say hello before I lose consciousness. Mm. Wow.
From ice cream or
I was
from
say, is that a sugar issue? Is that an alcohol issue?
Not
or
sure.
Both?
Al, I'm loving the pictures on Facebook.
It's, you know what's nice is when Al, used to be when Al would go on vacation. This specifically was a Hawaii trip several years ago. He would send me... He would text me the pictures, and then I would post the pictures on Facebook because he didn't know how. So I would post them on his wall, and then he would comment about them. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny to me because that's how he would get things done, because technology just, you know, he hadn't caught up with it yet.
Yeah.
So now he can do it all on his own, which is good.
He's all grown up.
He's all grown up. He can take
hi,
pictures
Harrison.
Of his ice cream cones and his, and the, and whatever the, hi mom, mom's there. And in the, whatever he was on a beach today, and he called it some sort of, it was like the end of the earth where dead people were on a beach or something. I don't know. He was making some sort of a, I feel like there was a horror story.
Perhaps a quip or
something about that. I'm not sure. Figure it all out with him. But anyway, I believe if all goes well, Al will be back with us on next Tuesday show.
That'll be lovely.
I think so. And I think you'll be here. And will you be here, Mark?
I think Martin? So.
I
Tuesday?
Intend to be.
My gosh, we might get a couple shows in with just the regular cast. But Doug will always be on call. Doug
That's
lives
right.
close
He's
by. So
thank
at
you
a
for
moment's
covering
notice,
last week.
He can, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
he
you very much.
Playing the part of you last week.
I appreciate
were,
that
you
very much.
You were in Chandler. You were,
oh
you were across
God.
Town.
I was annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my job.
Yeah.
You're on camera, right?
Yeah, you love Chandler too, right?
A lot.
Yeah, Chandler, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen.
Give it back to whoever wants it.
You know, the East Valley gives me the heebie-jeebies. Every
it does.
Time I end up, like, anything east of Tempe, mm-hmm. even Tempe, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm not so sure about you fuckers, but anything,
yeah.
right,
Mesa,
exactly.
Gilbert,
I'll start to get
Chandler,
nervous.
That whole East mm-hmm. Valley gives me the creeps,
the
and
only,
I don't know why.
The only reason that I've been okay with it is solely based on Aaron's family being there.
Okay.
And so then I had to spend more time and thought, like, okay. But anytime I pass a Hobby Lobby, I'm like, ha.
Yeah.
I shudder.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know.
You know what, Kat? I'm really with you
I'm
on
Arnie.
That one.
I'm Arnie.
No, I don't.
Oh, you're Kat, oh, Kat same was
creepy.
To her.
Sorry.
Oh,
yes, I know. Wanna,
just information. Just
would you like us? We could all wear name tags. I could get name tags done.
I just wanted to make sure that we were going. I didn't know where we were going with that.
No,
so
I was speaking to Kat about what she said about it being creepy. Creepy out there in Chandler, because I was just out there again recently. And I think it's kind of like Stepford Wife-ish.
Oh, well,
like,
of course it is.
Everything is brand new in like Chandler and Chandler Heights, and it all looks the same, and it's all really big. Like, all the stores are bigger, restaurants are bigger, and it's like generic but very clean but weird. Like, it doesn't. It's an absence of culture is their culture.
Oh, and no personality.
Like, zero personality. Yeah, but it looks really, I mean, at first glance, like, oh, sure. So nice.
It's like a model home.
And as you're wanting to then get the hell out of there.
All of the places when I was drinking like I was that I thought, well, I'd just end up in someone else's home. Like, I'd become Anne Heche. You know, like, it would just be, like, I would all of a sudden walk in. They all fucking look alike. Like, I'd be like, this is my house. You've never seen me like that, Kat. You haven't either. You were the same way.
No, gosh, I've never seen that.
No.
Jenny, that's a very good thing. You're wearing a name tag at home. So,
but those houses, I mean,
thank
all
you,
of
Jenny.
Them,
I appreciate that. Yes.
All of them look alike.
I
know. You
know? It's just weird.
It's creepy.
And everyone has like exactly like 2.3 children, and it's weird.
4.7 cars.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it. I agree. I agree.
Not a big fan either.
And lots of Hobby Lobbies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
All over.
People like to decoupage, I guess.
Yeah, but go to Michael's.
I don't know.
Or Joanne's.
Decoupage.
Oh, dear God. That is.
Scott Tickler. That's what that reminds me.
I only
me
know
of
the word decoupage because Rosie O'Donnell used it years and years ago on her show.
She decoupaged the crap out of everything.
Yeah,
every long time.
About Tom Cruise, really. right?
But Joanne Fabrics. If you've never been, oh, my God.
I've been.
I remember when Joanne Fabrics was literally just a little fabric store.
Yeah.
Well, then somebody decided we're going to buy and sell everything. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming to me. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming what goes on at Joanne's Fabrics.
Yeah. I agree.
Crazy.
I agree. But everything reminds, like, with that now, Scott Tickler.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have him having worked there. And just the shit that he would come off with for people that came in stupid people, kind of.
Of course.
You know, and quite frankly, Scott Tickler is going to think everybody's dumb and have to comment on people, you know. So, but that was always a joy. I loved when he worked there. He didn't, but I really did.
Well, he doesn't enjoy where he works now. I don't know if Mr. Tickler could ever find a place to work that really suits him, aside from the self-employed version of him doing the Renaissance Fair
stuff. Mm-hmm.
Costuming that he's so amazing at, and then performing at Ren Fair.
Yeah.
If he could just do that, I think everything would be fine with him.
Yeah, I agree.
They're called carnies. They exist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's different. Yeah. I mean, it's a little different than the circus kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Scott has all his teeth.
Yeah, there is that.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
He usually bathes.
He'd be in sometimes, the upper echelons of carny culture.
Oh, like
there.
Fancy carny culture.
Yeah.
Of the carny culture.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Those Ren Fair people are just carnies.
Yeah.
With more fabric.
You know what I've always heard? Once a carny, always a carny. You know. Have you watched it yet?
No,
then?
No, I haven't watched it.
Why the fuck not?
I've been busy not watching it.
Anyway. I've been busy not doing that.
Yeah. Apparently.
There's other stuff to do.
For sure.
Uh-huh. My gosh. Well, we were just together a week ago with the exception of Marnie. Kat, what have you been up to? I'm sure I'm sure you've been busy.
I went to Idaho.
That's busy.
Ah, nice.
Camped in a cow pasture.
How did Pasture Palooza go?
Nice. Thank you for remembering. Uh-huh. Pasture Palooza was wonderful.
Okay.
Were
you tipping cows?
We weren't.
Okay.
No. In fact,
I think that's mean.
In fact, I didn't. This year, I didn't even go near the cows.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of stayed put a little bit. A lot of times, there's a little venture out by the cows and a little field trip. I didn't go on any this time.
Okay.
We ended up with a cast of 40.
Nice.
Yeah. We were missing 12.
Was this the annual?
Yeah, this is the annual, all the family reunion, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever.
Right.
On Grandma and Grandpa's farm.
Okay.
So they called it Pasture Palooza because we are just camping in a cow pasture behind the house.
Right. That's fun.
Yeah, so we had a great time and did that. And I made t-shirts for everyone because nice. Clearly now that we have a name, we need merch.
Yep. Right. Totally get that.
In fact,
yep.
I'm scrolling mm-hmm. through the Facebook trade right out of
Are you looking for a photo? I can send you one.
Shoot it to me in Messenger right quick because it's a cute.
I thought it turned out okay. Well, here, I'll send you. Actually, I'll send you this one. Clayton.
That's my name.
And then I got to go to this, and then I got to scroll. So, that's about all I've done.
I don't recall if we ever did. We had a 5-acre field behind my grandparents' house, and I don't recall if I did as a kid, but I'm pretty sure my mother and her sisters would camp out in either the orchard or the behind the barn. They would do it when they were little kids. I believe I remember hearing stories of that. But I'd give a ton of money to go be able to do that today. It would be fun to still be able to go home and do that. But
yeah, we've kind of always done that. You know, weather permitting, we used to sleep out on they used to have one of those big trampolines for a long time. Yeah. We used to just sleep on top of that.
That'd be awesome.
In the wide open when we were young and didn't know any better. Until one day all of us woke up with so many bugs in our sleeping bags. That was kind of gross.
Yeah.
So then we went to tents.
Ixnay that shit. Right. That just turned that man off.
But now everyone is in campers and RVs and fifth wheels and big houses.
Well, they fancied up.
Well, because they... Yeah.
I understand.
Nobody wants to sleep on the ground. I don't want to sleep on the ground. I'm already planning the logistics of going next year and where I'm going to rent the RV to take.
Did you fly in?
I did. So this year I just went by myself again. And so I flew in and met my sister in Salt Lake and then we drove from there.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. It's 3 hours there.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Here's the whole group. The people that are watching. This is your group right
there's
there.
There's the clan. 40 of us.
Palooza. I like it.
I love it. That's very, very cute.
Yeah.
And then the shirts.
that photo, incidentally, taken with my Google Pixel phone.
Oh, nice.
Using two soda cans, or pop cans, as they call them in Idaho.
Pop.
As two pop cans on a TV tray as my tripod.
Well, that's fantastic.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You got the shot. That's all that matters.
Got the shot.
Yep.
That's great.
I understand that's how Jaws was put together. They got the shot. Right. Who cares what happened?
Two pop cans and a TV tray.
Who fucking cares?
Fantastic.
Then there's your shirts.
There it is.
Come directly from the Hey Cat factory of fine clothing. Yep. No, I think those are very cute with the little Pasture Palooza.
Mm-hmm. I was informed that apparently I put the wrong kind of cow on the shirt. Apparently that appears to be a Holstein.
Oh. Ah.
And we're Hereford people.
Okay, well, for next year.
Wow.
There you go.
No, because they're a bunch of professional farmers. I have three cousins that have agriculture degrees.
That's great, though, that they pointed that out for you.
They're that's the wrong kind of cow.
No.
Why'd you put a Holstein on it? Right.
Jenny in the old chat room there is asking where's Grandpa in the picture. Now, is he in this shot?
He sure is. So Grandpa he's a little obscured. He's right in the center, sitting in front of the man in the red shirt.
The center. Oh, I see.
She was looking for Grandma.
So right there.
That's Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa. And how is Grandpa doing?
He's doing great. Yeah. Good. He had quadruple bypass earlier this year.
Hokey.
Oh, that's right.
I know. Wow. Craziness. But no, he's up and around and tough as ever. And as the favorite and first grandchild, he put on my t-shirt the first time anyone's seen him in a t-shirt in about 50 years.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Does he always wear the working?
Like the snap up? Like a cowboy shirt.
Sure.
Always with the pearl buttons and everything. So very cool.
So he did a little t-shirt action for the favorite granddaughter.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, I'm not the oldest grandchild. I can't claim that, but I am the senior grandchild.
Nice.
I claim seniority because when I showed up, they were laying sod behind the house because they had just put on an addition. I'm like, well, as the senior grandchild in charge of delegation, I'm going to go ahead and not do that.
Is there a beer somewhere?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What's in this for me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's not even that. They were almost done with it. But yeah, I labeled myself the senior grandchild in charge of delegation because I do have a cousin that was adopted that's older than I am.
Okay.
She showed up about 4 years later.
Right.
3 years older.
Oh, yeah. I see how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm the first, not the eldest.
Gotcha.
What do you do?
Yeah, that's another. I think interesting stories. Those are great stories. Like, how did this all come? Oh, I see. Okay, connect the dots in an odd way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like
fantastic.
T-shirts were a big hit. Good. All we did was eat every 45 minutes.
Sure.
That's how I remember when we would go back home and my grandparents were alive.
Just as soon as you're done cleaning up breakfast, somebody goes, "Well, we ought to put out lunch."
Yeah. Right. And it's by the clock.
Yeah, it's by the clock. Oh my gosh, it's getting right? It's getting late. It's almost it's almost 11:30. We should put out some sandwiches.
And is it for you guys supper or dinner? Do you have the
breakfast,
difference?
Lunch, and dinner? No. We don't. Okay. We haven't for a lot of years eaten like a farm dinner and then a supper.
Right.
That's been since probably before I would even remember that.
That's how my uncle and grandma, like, everything is. Well, we better get a little dinner or whatever. Like, because you had your, and that was lunch, and I always was really fucking confused, quite frankly.
Sure.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is happening? I'm hungry now.
No, it's now the problem is I'm trying to like wean myself back off of that because I keep thinking, well, gosh, it's been at least 45 minutes since I had something to eat. I better go fill a plate.
Well, and I don't, do they do it with, because in Minnesota, there is a I have both volumes of How to Speak Minnesotan.
Okay.
And fucking hysterical. And one of them talks about how to turn down a meal, basically, and that you come out, like, so you're eating, and someone will then come up and be like, now there's a whole bunch more in the kitchen. You need to go grab. Oh, no, just couldn't. Gosh, I couldn't. No, God, real good. I'm real good. And then, you know, then they go around. Okay, oh, yeah, I get it. You know, and they go around, then they come back to you. Oh, now.
Are you sure?
We just can't. We got so much in the kitchen.
You can't take it with us. You got
to
eat it.
Exactly. Somebody has to. Come on. Oh, you could use a little bit more. And you look up. No. Oh, real good. I have just been, so good, this food. But I just couldn't. I couldn't. A couple minutes later, they come around. The third time is that charm. Now, get in there and grab some of that food. You know, we got to have you eating. Oh, yeah. You know what? That does look real good right about now. I think I'll just go have some. So you have to wait until the third time. Yeah. And I thought this is a bunch of happy horse shit.
Well, now,
reading this on the plane on the way home one year. And then I go to this graduation party was what it was. And I'm sitting there and I realized, oh, shit.
It's exactly
That's
right.
That's exactly what Everyone's I did. Yeah. It. And I did it just not even. It wasn't
that was the is the third time when you say, yeah, I'll go. Do you just make a walk through and come back and you really don't eat anything?
Oh, no, you eat.
You have to?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And you're not doing it like out of suddenly you're legitimately kind of hungry.
You've been browbeaten into it.
The power of suggestion.
And, right. Exactly.
You've been brainwashed into eating another meal.
And you want to
Grandma's propaganda has got to you.
Totally.
And all of a sudden, I need some more ham.
Yeah, you do. And some of those green beans are real good for you then, you know? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, and you're not leaving without a plate.
No, yeah, God, you got to take some with you, for heaven's sake.
Please
we're going to package.
My grandmother on my dad's side of the family, she was that way of like, she would want to practically bully you into eating. Okay. But that's how they were weird. They got really upset when you didn't, like, hurt feelings and pouting. And then in that house, when that would be the nose, she would just say, okay, and then just go in the kitchen and make you a plate and just bring it to you and stick it in front of you. It was so Catholic, like guilt, you know, like, and then you have to sit there and you're like, you didn't really want it, but now the food, it's like throwing away food. So you're like shoveling it in, but you're like not wanting it anymore.
Oh God,
and she's beaming and smiling.
So happy that you have that.
And no, it was a plate in front of you.
That's funny. Yeah, and they do. Otherwise, they look very hurt. Like,
and
what?
Then pack out
did
the
you not like my food?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what it was. Mm. Oh, why aren't you eating it? You don't like it?
You didn't like it? Well, fine.
Lucky for me, my family's not quite so passive aggressive.
Oh my God!
Very, very passive aggressive.
Kidding.
Yeah,
and so apparently it's a very Finnish, Finnish, as far as
because Nero's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
So
that makes sense then.
It migrated. It migrated to Minnesota, and yours migrated to Idaho.
Yeah. There you go. That's what it is. I like it. I like it.
Oh my!
You never refuse a cup
of
coffee.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Yeah, I could drink a little coffee.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, Jenny,
nothing better.
Jenny, you're right.
Cooking.
Nothing better than grandma's cooking.
Absolutely.
Well, except your mom's.
Right, but there's still.
But
there's mom's cooking.
Yeah.
And then there's just something different about grandma's cooking. And and I think my mother would say the same thing because she's talked about her grandmother. Her grandma, her father's mother, just the way that they would cook and the way just things were a certain.
Yep.
And I don't care if you use the same exact ingredients. It doesn't come out the same.
No, you're right.
It doesn't come out the same.
I would agree with that. That's very fair.
Yeah.
But I do love your mom's cooking.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Last 2 weeks ago, I didn't comment on it, but she was saying when you were talking about the handyman stuff, I don't know if you saw it in there, she said, well, I pay in food.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I thought, well, I can do some work.
Well, we have to shout out your mother's cooking right now, because that 1 year when I went for Thanksgiving, when Al and I came over with you and Jason Carlton, wow, that was one of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, guess what?
Life.
It's coming up again.
Well, I know, but I always have to be with my family.
Every year, you know, that's
calendars
Thursday.
I know that, but I have a family.
You
know?
I understand, but if you can escape, figure out how to escape them.
I got lucky that year, and they went out. They went to another state, and I couldn't go because of my job that year.
Yeah.
Because of your job.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to go. I would love to go to...
Jobs are a great excuse. They get you out of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
20 years worth of family reunion. Yeah. Oh, gosh, I just can't. I have to work.
Oh, have you done that?
Impossible. For literally 20 years.
Oh, I bow down to your greatness. I bow down to Kat's greatness.
I just started going back like last year. I was like, all
right, that's right.
Fine, I'll show back up. Yeah, it was
that.
The first time I'd been there in like 20 years.
Look at Al's
comment. I'm only 24.
Fuck, what? My grandmother was the worst cook ever.
Fucked up French show.
That's great. That's
my grandparents are still alive. I can't disparage them. Right. So let me tell you about some enchiladas sometime. Martin, what have you been up to? What's going on?
Well, we went to California. So we were out of
California.
We went
to the great country of California. They
didn't, right? You heard that was quashed.
Well, I heard they were going to divide into three,
and they said no.
I thought that was going to be on the
Supreme
ballot.
Court said no.
Well, the Supreme Court said no. We're not going to do that.
Smart my understanding.
Them.
They said no.
Well, they try every time. So
Harrison can tell me if I'm telling the truth, but I believe so. And so we went there. We went to Oceanside.
Which is just beside the ocean, I understand.
It happens to be. Well, on this side of it.
On the maps that I see.
Yes, exactly. And it was
just
delightful.
Just the side.
It was delightful. We had a nice time.
Yeah. Was this the Pacific Ocean?
And it was this side.
It's only got a rating of 3.9 on Google. No.
Google, right.
Sorry, you missed that last week.
We went to...
I'm a Yelper.
We then left because the beaches weren't that great where we were. So we went up north. We went to Dana Point and Laguna Beach just for... Jenny, I thought about you. I can't tell you how many times because I was just cleaning up the beach. Jenny had said last year and whatever that she does the same thing, like just walks around picking all the stuff up on the beach. Which fast forward leads me to that thing you put on. Oh my God! That thing that you put.
I'm very excited.
My God!
Well, I didn't. And I guess
I found my
forever.
Job. I found my job.
That's what I
need to drive that.
I would do that every single day.
Every day.
Every
beach.
We watch those every year while we're in San Diego.
I think I knew about them before, but they just came around again on my feed somehow, and I was like, you know, because YouTube,
the little sand sifters.
Oh my God! It's fantastic.
Those little tractors are so cool.
It's so cool.
I just sat there and. Talk about your passive aggressive.
See if I can find the video.
I was like walking around on the beach, and somebody would leave something, and I'd be like, "Huh? People are
you can
so...
talk?
No, I know.
Okay,
picture.
What else? Picture.
He says put his picture.
Which
up
picture?
Because he's signing off.
Your picture of what, Alfie? I don't
I'm
know.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, Marnie.
Did he send you a message?
No, that's okay.
Well, this whole show is nothing but interruptions.
What
fucking show?
The court. Yeah, Harrison said that the courts ruled that any big change like breaking the country. Into three bits has to be done through the legislature. Kind of obvious, I think. Yeah, I'm with you. Totally. Thank you for that. So, yeah, I just walked around just fucking shaming everyone on the beach. Like, they would leave something and it would take off, and I'd be like, oh, I've got that.
You know what?
Oh, I couldn't help it. I was so fucking mad about that. What is goddamn wrong with you?
You seem like a lot of fun to be on vacation.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. It's so much fun.
Was this before or after
Aaron's
coffee?
Aaron's out in the ocean.
Aaron's a lucky,
whatever.
Lucky lady.
She sure is. She's swimming with the fishes.
No wonder she said yes.
Well, duh.
Okay, don't say swimming with the fishes.
It was different.
It sounds like, yeah.
Well, a little bit. She did get to swim with some dolphins.
Uh-huh.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Right on.
Like, paid for, or they were just
out in the ocean?
Like, they were in the ocean. And so she didn't exactly get to reach out to them, but I have pictures where they're very close. She was very excited.
That's cool.
So, yeah, we just did that, and we ended up in Dana Point, where we were going to just have lunch and kind of go to this beach and come back on Sunday. And then it said bottomless mimosas and Aaron enjoying those kind of things. I looked for a hotel room there then. And,
she likes a good deal. Sure.
She does.
Sure. Who doesn't?
And
yeah.
Who we doesn't? Just found the most wonderful little inn and that we stayed at. And it was very, very exciting. We were right on the water, and it was a last minute thing, and it was much cheaper than where we stayed in Oceanside. And it was just a lot of fun. We went up to this show that I was excited to tell Al about, but I'll tell you, Doug. It was in Laguna.
That was funny.
And it's supposedly like a really big thing that people might know about, the pageant. Oh, shit. Pageant of the... Jenny or Harrison are going to probably jump on this one, but... The Pageant of the Arts, I think, is what it's called. And it's every Sunday during the summer. Or every day, excuse me, during the summer. And it's like a mixture of... It's in Irvine, mm-hmm. the Irvine Bowl. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We saw a shooting star, a falling star... And this meteor just slowly kind of burning out. It was fucking wow. gorgeous. Arts. And we, they put on this show, and it's like history, right? So they do different, the pageant of the arts. Thank you, Jenny. They have people, live people that are in these things, and they take, Pageant of the Masters.
The Masters. Thank you, Harrison.
It really was fascinating. So you have this huge stage. I think like 4,000 people fit in there. There are different sections where they have live people in this movie kind of presentation. So some of it's movies, some of it's like paintings. And they bring these paintings out. And it's people in the paintings.
Oh, I actually have seen that.
I saw
on like a 60 Minutes or something. I have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
They did that one time on Gilmore Girls, too.
It was different.
I was just going to say they did that.
And they probably did they on Grey's Anatomy, too. Girls. Yeah. Real,
you know, never
real
on Grey's Anatomy. Listen, those people lead very busy lives. That's coming later. Don't spoil my story. Damn it,
the Festival of the Arts, Jenny, was going on or is going on right now there and beautiful stuff. But this thing was, it was really something. Like all of a sudden you're like, that's not, and then they show you how they put it together. Mm-hmm. And people have been going for years and years and years.
And having a part in that is like a coveted thing to have from this community. Yes. It's yeah, I'd forgotten all about that.
Oh, that's very cool that you've seen that.
I've seen it on, I forget what show it was on, but they did an entire, like, I don't know if it was an hour show about it, maybe half hour, whatever, but it's the whole thing. The painting and the building of the sets and how everybody comes together and does it. It's, quite
and
the
And they deal. Do different themes, and I thought about you because they have
your
an
vacuum.
Announcer. Oh. No, they have an announcer who reads through the whole thing, and it's someone different that comes in to read these things.
Does he do it like by like old-timey news guy?
Kind of. Yeah, absolutely. Not like you do.
Oh, no. No, who, God,
no,
who
God,
could?
Who could? Yeah,
war in the Pacific.
Well, and that was the
what
thing.
What could
they
possibly go wrong?
They do a thing over about Pearl
Dang
Harbor.
Dang, Athens, Greece.
All of a sudden,
Caesar
you have,
standing
you have
atop the mountain.
Two lights, and you hear the horns. The sirens of Pearl Harbor. Like, it's these huge booming lights come out over the back of the stage, and you hear the sirens, and because they're like, we have done these shows. And then there was a 5 or 6 year hiatus because of, and they have the headlines that flash up on the whole stage, Pearl Harbor, and then the lights come up, and right? And that just goes
How do you
up?
Just have that on
I
your phone?
It.
How do you just have that?
I love
Air
it.
Air raid sirens.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
No. It was just, and it what like it kind of just took your breath away. You were like, whoa. And they talked about right after that.
Is this like being at the theater right now?
It's similar.
Was that too much?
I really
wanted the
it
effect.
It went on a little too long.
A little bit.
But the great thing was they... Once it was done,
yeah. Did we win?
I have more.
Ooh,
I think so.
We did.
But all of a sudden they talked about the flag going up at Iwo Jima, and all of a sudden you see off to the right, and boom, that because it's dark as can be, and here are these four people standing over here with the flag up, and they just stayed on them, and like all of a sudden the whole place just erupted and stood like it was just very amazing. The whole thing, it was really really cool.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if that was... When they raised the flag in Iwo Jima, I don't know if that was playing.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I went for something like...
It probably sounded a lot more like Doug opening that bag of pretzels right there than you just did. Because I don't know if the flag unfurled as calmly and quietly.
Me and YouTube will be the soundboard today.
Okay, that works. My God.
Anyway, it was a delight. And the hippie artist, Jenny's right, still a bunch of hippie artists. And we kept
love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al Perkins, you're correct. Lesbians... often
are always ready.
Right. Oh my gosh.
That's what the cargo shorts are for.
Yep.
Always prepared. Yep.
For cargo.
Yep. We were wet, but it was good. It was really a nice trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you drive out?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yep. Yeah. So we have been home 6 days this month, and that was wow. Yeah. So lots of traveling and lots of good stuff, and just a beautiful month. I like it.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
I never have anything fun to report when it gets to me.
I know. I
yeah,
know.
You do.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Sure you do.
And I'm going
to... I do?
Yeah, that one time.
Marty's going to tell you about it.
Okay.
But it's Doug's turn first.
Oh, no, I know, I know. No. But I
have done nothing.
So. I'm preempting my segment by saying I never get stories like that. What do you mean you've done nothing?
I really have not. Well, I've been just working on getting ready for school. It's just been a weird adjustment to have all this time off and then to be going back when the semester starts. So. Sure.
I've
just
feeling.
Been trying to. It's weird. It's just a weird.
Being away from
yeah, but house. Yours is just trying to get kids out of your house.
Yeah.
No, I meant about being out of work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
It is just a weird. It's. I don't know. It's just weird. So, and it's been really hot, trying to survive the heat. So I've just been getting ready. I didn't take any vacation this summer, which is a little bit of a disappointment to me because.
And don't
I've
confuse the don't confuse
summer.
The being off work for the summer with the you didn't go anywhere.
I didn't go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for that important clarification. So
sure,
it's a little
people were worried.
Yeah. Well, they let the worry cease. Yeah.
All 10 listeners were very confused.
Exactly. Yes. I'm disappointed about that, but I'm already planning trips for next summer.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
What are you thinking for?
Well,
next
I'm definitely going back to New York. So I'm going to go to New York and visit my friends there, and then I'm going to be going to L.A. for, and I guess a long weekend. It's going to be the 15-year anniversary of my cancer survivorship.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, mazel
tov. Gosh, yay. Not even that long.
I know, wow. Right? It's kind of crazy. So there's the bone marrow transplant reunion at City of Hope, which Harrison knows about. She came to visit me when I was staying at the hospital. Thank you, Harrison. And... Anyway, so they have it every year, and you know, I went the first few years, and it's really fun. You know, they give you a button, and it has your number on it, and of years, and I'd always see these people with really high numbers, and it was so inspirational. It's a really wonderful thing, and I'd see these people, and one lady, she was at like 18 years, and I said, "Oh my God, you've been to 18 of these," and she looked at me, and she said, "Oh no," she said, "They're all the same." And she's like, "You'll only come for the big number years," and I thought. At that time, I was very offended by that. I'm going to come to everyone. Well, you don't.
Yeah.
And I did. She was exactly right. And I haven't gone in a few years. And I thought 15 is going to be perfect. And they give you the big button. I want to have that. And
right.
So it's really cool. And so I will be doing L.A. and New York for sure. And I really do want to go to Italy. I think Al is planning a trip to Italy.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll be part of that. But
I
know. I probably, I'll have to really twist his arm to get him to go to Italy. But
yeah, he'll hate it.
Speaking about, I didn't realize he had sent a message. I thought he had just sent this to Kat. He sent us a picture of him wearing the Kat Carlson Memorial shirt.
There we go.
Oh my God.
It's a darker shirt, so he says it doesn't photograph as well.
It's perfect.
Outside, but there it is. There's
his same shirt. Look at that.
Yep. Look at that.
That's fantastic.
All over the world.
And Harrison and Jenny. Shirt. Jenny, yes, it was last Sunday. And Harrison. Absolutely, we will definitely get a hold of you. I apologize.
Okay,
that would be lovely. That's all. I'm just answering those things.
All right. Well, this is what, what we were talking about earlier about the beach thing. This I've discovered this week. I love
fucking
this.
Twitter page,
this thing is amazing. A tractor drives all over the beach and just picks up all the stuff, sifts the sand, all the cigarette butts or bottles, can everything goes up in this thing in a hopper, and it leaves the sand beautiful and smooth. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Look at this. It picks up all this crap.
Yeah.
And it just,
and puts the sand back.
And it puts the sand right back. It just sits right out. Yep.
It's lovely. I think this is amazing.
We follow it for hours.
Yes. Oh, I would be. God. I would be excited. And I would get up every day and go do that job.
Call them.
I can't imagine.
I bet the list is long for people who want that job. Drive the little tractor on the beach.
Yeah.
And I would think they have to do it sometimes early in the morning because the beach. I was wondering about that. Because I spent little time on the public beaches of the world. Do they don't open, they're not open 24/7. I can't imagine.
No.
They're not.
So
it depends on where you go.
Okay, fair.
Right.
But like I would say like by the Santa Monica Pier, I would assume that probably closes at say 10 p.m.
Sure.
And then it opens at like 8.
You can walk down there. I mean, no one can keep you from walking down there, but there's no one. Mm-hmm. There won't be any lifeguards, there won't be anything like that.
All right, but I'm just thinking that this guy, these machines doing all this cleanup, would do it real early in the morning.
Yeah.
Just get up and do their thing. I just think it'd be so much, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Mm. So there's that. Blah, 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 blah. What else?
They banned smoking on the beaches?
That's
a good
idea.
Well, there were people that were, obviously, but.
Bastards.
Yeah, even when I smoked, it was never going to be like I just flick it on the. That was just not my thing. Like, always kind of put it somewhere. Have a receptacle of sorts.
And I don't know if that video wasn't just staged with a bunch of cigarette butts to make
Oh, no. I wouldn't think so.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. No,
and not every beach has... California probably has by now, but not every beach in the world has banned smoking on their beaches.
So but you can't...
From a non-California beach.
But you can't drink on them, right? On the beach.
In California? Can you? In San Diego, you can't. Well, I mean, listen.
Right.
I didn't mean how did you figure out a way to drink.
Yeah, once in that Circle K cup.
Yeah.
Fight me.
But you can't have like a
They have. Yeah, no. They have a thing that says no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No alcohol.
Well, and no glass. Obviously.
Right, but there are places that it just says no alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. But we saw somebody walking in with like a 36 or a whatever, a pack of, Coors Light.
Oh.
And I was like, well... So you can't read, you poor thing. That's why.
There's a good chance that that's accurate.
But they walked in with that, and I was like, you're going to have to carry that a long-ass way back to the car. Because they're not going to let you in with that. And we saw him hobbling back. We didn't tell him.
Well, no. Why would you?
Why would you? It ruined my fun.
Yeah.
It would ruin my fun. Really.
Nature finds a way.
Totally. And you find, sir?
Well, aside from finding that lovely video of that, it's just been... It's warm. I'll tell you, it's warm. Just trying to make the world a better place by fixing things here and there. Now Mark Howard has decided that I'm going to do stuff for Bliss Rebar and the Fez. So those are two more locations that they want me to do stuff.
Good.
Actually, I'm going tomorrow to Fez to check a couple of things.
Good.
That's just kind of been it at this point, just keeping up doing that. But
that's great, though.
You don't want to do stuff outside.
Mm-hmm.
If you can figure out new stuff inside.
And I'm with Harrison. It was hot there. It was. We were expecting it to not be as hot, and it was.
Yeah,
it was warm. Not
Clayton,
like here.
Yeah. Did you see the tractor police chase?
Okay, what?
The guy that stole, and it looked like a little John Deere tractor, and the police chased him through. It was in. I want to say. I think it was in Missouri.
Oh my God, that's fantastic, Clayton. You said you didn't do anything fun.
I was not on a John Deere tractor running for the cops. I'll tell you that much. No, I did. I
thought it'd be a good companion piece to your really cool, beach tractor.
Yeah.
This was some lunatic who had stole, and he was going like 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was a low speed chase.
It was a low speed chase.
Yeah, like OJ did. Mm-hmm. Very nice. It's good to know.
Yep.
Good night, Mr. Perkins. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for joining us.
Safe travels, honey.
At some point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens. So no, it just that been fun stuff, and I'm I think I'm about to. Start parting with things. I think the OfferUp app, because I've used the Craigslist app that website for quite a long time. But that's what I primarily use when I want somebody just to come pick up stuff for free to get it the hell out of my yard.
OfferUp is very handy.
I've signed up for the OfferUp. I just haven't done my first sale.
First listing.
My first listing, yes. Yeah. So I think I'm going to start a couple things. I can get rid of stuff. It's fine. I can do that. So I'm going to figure that little game out. See, what else has been there? Oh, just, you know, following the news stuff. I'd spent some time just because, remember, well, you weren't here last week. But last week on the show, I shared with the group that a couple friends of mine have decided that I should run for Justice of the Peace for the Encanto District here in...
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about those t-shirts. I'll get started on those.
So I did some research on that. Apparently, I still have time to throw the hat in the ring.
Okay.
And I'm trying to... The website, I didn't think was very clear on how many signatures you've got to have. It may have been 10. I want to say it should be more than that, but there was only a thing that showed that the pages where the signatures are 10 signatures on a page, front side only, but it didn't say how many pages of 10 you had to have.
You have to have them notarized as well, and I can do that.
Right,
and that varies by district, so you'll have to... Yep. Get specific.
Well, I was on the Maricopa County. I was I was specifically looking for this this one. But anywho, so I just was reading all this along, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this undertaking is.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not sure. But then I got pissed because then I saw on my Facebook feed one of the people running for it popped up in my feed, and I'm like, oh, well, now I'm mad.
Yeah.
Now I'm mad.
That's how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, do something because of anger. That's it.
Yep.
Get right in there.
Get real mad at
but
it.
But I decided I already need a campaign manager. That's what I was reading through it all, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So figure that I got to, we'll figure that out later if we're going to jump in. But yeah, I've got, I guess till the 20, hang on, is it August 9th you've got, I think, until to throw your hat in the ring, I think? Maybe I'm incorrect on that. And then the write-in stuff is, obviously, that's just write-in. So. Yeah,
that was one of the things that I also did was I thought about our locally kind of thing and how important that is. And so I went and I'm a deputy registrar so that I can get people signed up to vote.
Cool.
It started out being something that they have put on for folks with developmental disabilities at this place called Ability 360. And I thought it was that, right? That I would be able to serve that population of folks and be able to help. The one that I was able to go to, it lasts for like 3 and some hours. And you go and you have to learn it's pretty, I don't want to say intense by any means, but I mean, you have to know what you can accept and what you can't and, all of that. So I just thought that was very fun. So we're all becoming part of the process.
Well, I thought it was exciting. I don't recall if I explained it last week or not, but my friend David and Ricardo were the ones who keep throwing this back at me. I'm kind of excited about the idea of going to the... They send you to... part of it's in Tucson, and the rest of it, I guess, it's here, where they send you to a six-week course of things to do with being a justice of the peace and how you do everything, the process, the procedure. You shadow a judge and in the courtroom and you follow along what they do, and then they shadow you, or somebody else shadows you back and coach you. I just think it's all just sounds fascinating to me to figure out how some of that works.
So it's an interesting process.
And even if you weren't, I think it'd be interesting just to do it.
Sure.
Just for the knowledge of it.
Sure.
To figure out how it all comes together and works. Because it's just there's some crazy shit that comes down the pike with all of it.
Oh, JP stories are amazing. what whips through their courtroom?
So
I think it's fantastic.
It would be interesting. So when Ricardo calls me now, I answer Justice of the Peace McKee just so he'll laugh at it.
Well,
gotta get started.
Yeah,
you're from Joplin.
Gotta get used to it.
Yeah. JOP.
I don't have a robe currently. I'd have to get it.
You can use my one from college. It's blue though.
I'd want to get one Ginsburg has. I'd have to have the
Colors. I do, actually. I do. Oh, nice.
With a lace on it.
I actually do, obviously, from ASU, have a maroon one, though, too. So it's up to you.
Years ago, I had a red one for choir, but not the same.
No.
Now I think it would look more like a tank top than it than a robe. Because in choir, I was thinner.
Right.
Now, that's not...
Be more of a scarf now.
No.
Yeah, ascot. It's like more of an ascot. Yeah, or a tree skirt.
Yeah.
A Christmas tree.
For Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, like
it would be nice.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Yes.
Oh, and for those of you in the chat room talking about the Manafort needs a job, yeah, I'm going to hold out on that, okay? I have a feeling he's going to be occupado for quite some time.
Maybe look at some other resumes.
Yeah, we'll look at some other things. We'll figure some other
I'm sure options. There's someone corrupt here that could manage the campaign. We don't have to go all the way to the East Coast.
No, that's true. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're good.
Exactly.
We're good.
We can go to Governor Doug Ducey. Yeah, what's Jan Brewer? Well, I can tell you what she was doing last year when I saw her coming out of the restaurant at the bottom of the, is it the Sheraton? Next to, not the, next to ASU, downtown.
Was she wasted?
You know, I wonder. Because she had evidently gone to lunch that looked like it had lasted about 3 hours. And she was coming out and they were getting her car. And I was coming out of ASU. There's, you know, the ASU downtown. And then there's like one spot. And then there's the hotel. So the parking thing. And I literally like walked right by her. It was just so bizarre.
She smelled like cigarettes?
Terratons.
No, she didn't. But I was trying to, because I, you know, Sherlock Holmes, I put it together fast. I'm like, where's she? Oh, it's like, oh, wow. And then later I looked up. She had been at some lunch. But it was just weird to see her, you know? And
in
like,
person?
Yeah. Like,
alive?
You know, you see people like that on the news all the time. And I was right by her. And she was waiting because that's where they get the valet. They were getting her car. And I thought, do I say something or not? Or
like, so maybe you shouldn't drive, ma'am.
Fuck off, you know?
You're a cunt.
You'll hag.
Yeah, you fucking hag. But then I thought I maybe shouldn't, so I just kept walking.
Which is just weird. But
I think that's the better choice you would do.
High road. Especially when I'm at least within the range of campus and you know.
I do.
I find that to be fair. That's good.
We can just bypass the old Brewer.
God, she's a bitch.
She is such horrible.
God, awful. Before her we had Propane Jane.
Oh, God.
Jane Hall.
Yeah.
Jane Hall used to come into the Zite House where I used to work all the time because she lived in that neighborhood. And she was actually a very nice person.
Pleasant?
To talk. Very pleasant.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Just kind of just kept a low profile. She was very nice.
Yeah. Not like that hag.
Mm-mm. No, not her.
No. The Senate's in session. You can't pull me over.
One time.
Oh, by the way. Did you see that?
What?
Ducey, in the long list of shit that he actually might be liked for, in the short list of shit he might be liked for, apparently he's now proposed legislation that no longer is there any immunity for any officials.
I think he did it. Didn't he do it executive order style?
I don't know. I read it briefly on a headline that came across.
Is that for the guy that drives 120 miles an hour down the 101?
Well, I think it stemmed from that, but making... It was, I don't know, some guy here locally that gets stopped and he's like, well, do you know who I am? I usually drive 120, 130 through here, some bullshit. Oh. Yeah, so Ducey actually, from what I understand, made it, eliminated the immunity for elected officials to get out of that. And I don't know if you can do that with, because like in New York and LA and bigger cities where they have a lot of the diplomats, I don't know if that would extend to this, if that's a federal thing, I'm not sure. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
But interesting.
Yeah, I just read that today. So I don't know if it's already a done deal or if it's being proposed or what.
Nice.
Huh. Yeah.
So there's that.
I like it.
Yeah. So we'll do this little thing now.
Obsession. Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
What'd you find, Kat?
Guys, I need you to sit down.
Oh,
I have bad news.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
My ex, future ex-wife, Demi Lovato, you're familiar.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Had a bad day.
She had a bad day.
And I'm pretty sure
it's the song?
I'm pretty sure it's because of the breakup.
What breakup?
When her and I split.
It took a long time.
My bad.
It took some time to get there.
I basically have almost killed Demi Lovato.
You have almost killed her.
Okay.
I know. I mean, it just wasn't going to work out. I thought it was for the best. Yeah. I didn't realize that she was going to take it this far.
It's big of you to take responsibility like that.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you for noticing how big I am.
Well, if you get out, we found that if you get out in front of a story,
you own it.
Right.
Yeah.
You control it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Clayton.
Apparently, my ex, future ex-wife, was found unconscious in her home.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
At least it was her home.
That's paramedics arrived.
Yeah, okay.
Revived her with Narcan.
She wasn't with Cosby.
Yep. And then Then she got a little lippy, a little not lippy, because she won't tell anybody what she took.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Well, Narcan is opioid.
Yeah.
Right.
Narcotics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know. We know that in the past she loved the cocaine.
Right, because she was sober.
6 years, allegedly.
Right.
However.
But no.
Girls got an opioid problem.
Bummer.
Right? But they were saying something because she apologized. So was this a second time? Like, recent? I read something recently where...
So there have been signs. Number one, she posted a picture on Instagram yesterday with major highlights. I feel like that was a cry for help.
Okay, fair point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's a super lesbian cry for help. Yeah.
Number two, like all down the...
That's a 90s just lesbian
highlights everywhere.
Help.
Seriously.
Yeah. Wish I could find that picture.
Ruined her.
What, you need the Instagram picture? I have it here.
Oh, dude, send it to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here.
Not the picture of me with the cry for help, right?
No.
Okay, good. No, I never did that. Okay,
sorry. Oh, my God. There are pictures of me with that cry for help that are not allowed to ever see the light of day ever again.
Yeah.
I still miss my highlights.
Yeah. Number two.
You guys can get away with it.
In what I can't decide is actual irony or Alanis Morissette irony. Yeah. I can never tell the difference. Right. And Al's not here to tell me the difference.
That's true.
So we're just going to wing it. Demi Lovato recently released a song called Sober.
Yes.
In which lyrics include...
She apologizes.
Mama, I'm so sorry I'm not sober anymore.
Uh-huh.
And Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down this road before. I'm so sorry I'm not sober anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's real irony.
Is that real irony? No, okay.
So, the easy way to remember it is Alison Moore.
This is the cry for help picture?
Oh, wow.
That's the cry for help. I mean, look at all those highlights. She had just almost jet black hair.
It doesn't even look like her.
I'm not mad at that. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, Narcan doesn't.
Why do you think it's saved on my phone?
Oh, no.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, wasn't
I'm not
thinking
mad
that.
At it either. Why do you think I had that so quickly, Courtney McGee?
Okay, fair.
Wow.
So before I forget, Kat, here's an easy way to remember.
I'm still not going to, but go ahead, tell me.
Okay, it's easy, but this is how it worked, helped me.
Okay.
Alanis Morissette, everything in that song, not irony, just a list of bummers. Just a list of bad things.
Sad things.
Sad things. Right. Irony was this.
Right.
That song and then this.
So, but
real irony.
Due to...
Or was it just like a coming out? What? A sobriety coming out. Like, or I should say a... going back in.
I don't know why. I do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's only when I'm lonely. Sometimes I just want to cave. Like, seriously, she put it in the damn song, and then she did the highlights. People, pay attention.
Pay attention. Yes,
bitch is doing
this.
Heroin.
I see this. Uh-huh.
Yeah. due to an immersion program, a very strict immersion program in Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
In, like, high school. I think I was in high school at the time.
Yep.
I will literally never my entire life be able to go, oh, that's real irony.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't ever be able to. Yeah. I just can't.
I remember when that song and video came out, and then all the English teachers descended, and they were like, no.
It's, none of that's ironic.
None of that's ironic.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
But now I'm ruined for life. Mark?
Nice toss. Mark, back to you, bitches.
Cool. No highlights here. My only obsession, obviously, is just going back to the having been on the beach and the absolute pigs from hell that are in this world that have no... there are things that are accidents, right? There are things that the wind will take them and whatever. But it was not just garbage of garbage being left on the beach. It was the people that showed up that were garbage. Like, that have zero... thought or any kind of kindness toward other people, setting up stuff on the beach, people walking or running past a whole bunch of people. There is sand, I will point out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just common courtesies are just gone.
They are, yeah. It reminds me of something I've been like focusing on. Like, you can look through the political lens of everything that's been happening, right? But I think we have a crisis of empathy in our country.
I can see that.
And but you can see it at any level. From politics, the kidnapping of the children and all of that, all the way down to someone at the grocery store.
But and
you know who's to blame for this?
Uh-oh.
Paul Manafort.
No.
No.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, yeah. Fair laughing right. at people.
Laughing at sure. people.
That's an interesting
in their unfortunate
take on that. Yeah.
I don't care. Somebody well, falls down and I laugh.
Well, uh-huh.
Bob a lot fucking of comedy. Saget.
Yeah.
Bob fucking Saget did this to America.
You
know,
well, wait, can you spin it all the way back to Alan Funt and Candid Camera?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you sure can. You can. Yep. There's always, but that some of that was like, seems like good natured. Hmm? And kind of good natured, like there's an edge now to a lot
bit,
of comedy.
A little
and,
bit more surprising,
I would
polite.
Say I like that.
A little less kicky in the nuts.
I hadn't thought of that. So, Kat, that is amazing. But don't you think too? Like, just
I want that to be like a mission statement for a show.
Cue Talk America. A little more
kicky in the nuts.
But
a little more polite surprise, a little less kicky in the nuts.
Okay.
But
somebody, secretary, write this down.
I think
don't
that's
you think
funny.
Social media has also facilitated this harder edge, too. You can shame everybody on social
oh, yeah.
media. You can make fun
hide
of them.
The computer.
But think about
the people of Walmart. You know, you can do it all.
Think about the generation
that, right?
of the heaviest users of like shaming and trolling mm-hmm. on social media. You know what they were watching when they were 8 years old?
Oh, sure.
America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, oh no, I think they're absolutely sure. related. I think this is just an extension of it.
Where do you come up? Where do you get this stuff
well,
from?
And you know, the thing
I
is,
totally
the hours that I wake up.
I'm
nights.
not agreeing with you.
When you're talking, though, about
like,
politics.
I
what
never
I
thought
was,
about that. I never
I can see that.
I can too.
But when you're talking about the politics portion, there have been assholes for a very long time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
very thoughtless people.
Yeah.
But it really...
But not. I think it's
But you used to have to actually be
now.
Where they were to hear it
yeah,
or see it.
Yeah, right.
Now you can just be at home
Doesn't
and see
matter.
It.
And it's like they just look at you like...
But it's having a contagion effect. Effect though
mm-hmm. you're right
so my friend that I may or may not show that read the thing I just showed you
yeah
my friend April
I think it's fantastic
who does some That's really she finds great memes on the internet but anyway for social media but well now I lost my train of thought.
Well, you're just like Al.
All right. On to your obsession. Go.
Oh, we didn't get to her obsession.
No,
oh, yeah.
We did the trash people at the beach.
Oh, that was, I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah, I thought just, that was a stem off of something else.
Marnie is the people. Beach equivalent of, hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but you know what? It's more about just being polite. Like, just that the social courtesies have just gone.
I remembered now. Sorry.
That's okay. Right. They've just gone out the door. So and it bothers
they have.
Me.
Yeah. They
oh,
have.
I 100% agree. No.
So she was talking to somebody that she knew that was a Republican, and this one was talking to her, and she said, you know, she's their friend, so she tries to reach her, you know, and she said, just asked her about the whole thing that was happening at the border with the kids, and just in general, she said, you know, it's pretty well established that Trump has just a lot of racist proclivities, and, you know, and she said, and this was the response. Instead of, like, doing that argument, and that's not true, and whatever, she said, yeah, he is kind of racist, but it's gonna lower my taxes, so we're good.
Fucking white people.
Like, that's where we are. But that's
people.
The empathy. That's that lack of empathy.
Yeah.
How easily, which I now I'm really intrigued by what Kat was saying. I think it's a cumulative. That was the word I was using. It's a cumulative effect. Mm-hmm. To reach that point that she said it so casually,
sure.
didn't feel like she had to hide it. That's there's the
right,
entitled the
right.
entitlement piece uh-huh. that in that oh that Trump has brought along. And that's disturbing now. She just felt like, no, I can say that, and
yeah.
I am going to say it, and, you know, too bad.
Who's going to say anything to me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So
the
anyway,
president
sorry.
Doesn't get called off on or
no.
called out on it.
No.
So
that's the contagion.
Well,
cumulative
I agree.
Effect,
so. I agree.
Okay.
How about you?
All right. Well,
yep.
kind of an
How about you?
Oh.
Oh, did you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's totally, it'll be a total direction change on obsession, but.
No.
It's your obsession,
yeah.
Doug.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Ready, set, go.
I've been obsessed with lately all of the photographs that have been coming out from the Hubble telescope thing. I don't know if you saw
Is it
60 Minutes. Well, they focused on it, and 60 Minutes covered it in November, but they're covering it now because it is going to last, they think, about another 2 or 3 years. It's already like way past its – it should have been like, –
Wait, is this the Hubble?
Hubble. The Hubble that's, you know, flying
right.
out.
Right, because I saw the
one.
Other one,
mm-hmm.
the 60 Minutes.
Yes,
I saw another one where it was in the rings of Saturn.
That's the Hubble.
Oh, that is the Hubble.
Yeah.
I thought there was a different name for that one.
I don't know.
Nope.
Okay.
But there's a new one. So the just the photographs that came
it's
from
astounding.
It is
really?
Amazing.
Yeah,
yeah,
it really is.
And I have to say, and I watched 60 Minutes last night. They did a rerun of it, and then when 60 Minutes does a rerun, they go back to revisit the story, so you get a little update. And it was like kind of therapeutic to watch it. So I hope I don't sound too crazy, but like, and next they have this wonderful these scientists, which incidentally, I don't know if this was intentional, but I thought it was really cool. Both of the scientists that were giving us all of the news about it were both women, which I thought was really cool.
That is great.
Yeah, it was really cool. But they were just talking about, and she was trying to put it into perspective. And I love when they try to put it, the size of the universe into perspective, because when they do, it still doesn't work. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Still can't figure it out. Yeah.
She's like, well, it's a galaxy. And she's like, so there's 1 trillion. And then if you times that by 6, like that would be, I'm like, okay. I'm
there's not, no way you can figure
I
that
out. I cannot figure that out.
Yeah. Listen, nerd lady, you got to talk in beers here.
Right.
How many times do you have to drive around the Earth, and people have never driven around the Earth, so they can't even figure that out.
Because of
but
the water.
So, it was so, it took me out of my
working
head.
Working on bridges, though. Working on bridges.
Big cars with big tires.
I've always had a little bit of anxiety going on, you know? And so, kind of, you know, in my anxiety head, I was just watching it, and it did help to kind of just think about, like, the universe. It was fast, you know, all of that stuff was fascinating to see, but it was just really a good perspective in more of a philosophical way. Sure. So I was looking at it, and I thought, you know, there's your personal problems, there's your neighborhood, there's the world, there's world wars. But, you know, if you just keep going out there, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. When you go far enough out, everything is.
But we can't
just
survive that far out.
No, I know that.
Need to get better here.
No, I know. But it was good to take me out of my head, out of Trump and all of the fucked up nature.
One
of
the things that I
it
find
really
amazing
for me
about those stories is when they talk about when it was put, when it was developed and built and then launched, it has a lesser camera.
They talked
this.
About that. Yes.
It has lesser computing on it than this, and it's out there doing amazing things and sending spectacular pictures back. Like, the computer power on it is nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
That's amazing.
I just think that's a...
They talked about that. It is absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. And the new one, the next one, is going to have the ability to look
Polaroids
farther.
They just spit out.
Yeah, right.
And they
just come out. Go like that. Right.
They just go out in the space.
So,
and it comes out.
So this one, they calculated how far, what it's seeing, you know, but this newer one will be able to see further back, like billions of years back. So when they're seeing and I learned about how the stars, they're new, then they're medium, then they're old, they explode, and the whole evolution of all of that. But they can see, this new one will be able to see farther back. They said to the beginning of time. So it's kind of interesting what it will be able to show us.
Well, I don't know that we'll be around for that.
Maybe not.
No, I think we will be. It will only be a few years. They said.
Well, they're gonna if we get there, we're gonna prove some fucking stories wrong. Yeah. I would like to be here for that documentary.
But. So many signs on the side of the road.
I think
talking about with the circles with lines through. Concerning evolution all that kind of stuff, and it's always in the middle of just fucking nowhere.
Yeah,
like
right.
why don't you have that in anywhere?
Yeah,
like
except it's all over Facebook
Utah.
Though, and it's all like that whole
in
that,
Utah, we
not
saw
to completely
everywhere.
Change the subject, but that whole Zuckerberg thing drove me crazy too about the Holocaust deniers and the Sandy Hook deniers. You know who InfoWars Alex,
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
So there's this movement now to say Facebook needs to take those sites off the internet. And Mark Zuckerberg really stuck his foot in it when he was saying, "Well, I don't think that people are always come to those conclusions intentionally. They don't. They're not."
That was about the Holocaust.
Yes, and he is mistaken. Alex Jones is absolutely doing it intentionally, among others, Holocaust deniers. And basically, Facebook is right now is saying they're not saying no, but. There's a whole movement of people saying Facebook should remove those sites from.
It is.
There's a conversation starter for you.
Well, it is a freedom of speech issue. I mean, there is that. Yep. But all that will happen is that there will be a freak book then launched that all of those people will be on, and it will be like the Trump News Channel with all of this shit on it.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that, though.
Which I'm sure that's already there anyway.
There is the First Amendment, but Facebook is not. You don't have a constitutional right. They can have whatever policies they want to have. And so we're not saying you can't have an opinion. You can't say the Holocaust didn't happen when it did.
Right.
We need to stop. Comes right back around to what you were saying, Marnie. Mm-hmm. That adds, it legitimizes it when you see that on there, and that adds to the cumulative effect of what's going on. Right. And here's something disturbing for you to know, and this isn't just from the deniers, but it would probably from school. But like millennials now, more than 60% of them, if you ask them how many people died in the Holocaust, they'll say, I don't know, like a million. And then others,
like
they ask
handful?
Them, They just asked them what Auschwitz was, and like close to two-thirds of them didn't know what it was.
Of course not.
That's a problem. And those sites—
Is that a way to say someone sneezes?
Denying it.
I think this close to it in history, I think, is a problem. I though, compare it to what one of the things that we've been talking about in here, where as older gays— If you ask some of the kids what Stonewall riots were, they have no idea. Mm-hmm. If you ask them about reasons why, you know, the whole reason why gay bars are no longer such a niche thing anymore and they're not around as much as they used to be because you can be gay at Applebee's, the progress that once we get past it, the progress, it's a double-edged sword. You don't have to fight as hard as they used to, but yet they don't learn about it.
Right.
So it's a give
and take. They should learn their history.
No, yes, but to a point. I'm not going to go back and relearn all of Civil War. I got enough of a grasp of it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but no one's saying the Stonewall riots didn't happen.
No, true. No,
there's not a site for that.
But again, the people who fought at the Stonewall riots, and even just recently, like through the '80s with the AIDS stuff and all that, they all fought so hard to get the recognition, the equality, and all of that stuff that others don't have to fight. Mm-hmm. So then they don't learn about it.
Right. Yep.
So I think it's a double edged sword on that. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be an education about World War II and Auschwitz and all of the prison camps and even the Japanese internment here in the United States.
It's part of history.
I'm saying that should be right. They should know about it. But the fact that some of them don't,
well,
I get why they wouldn't.
Sure. And there are things that
I don't. If they graduated from a high school, they should know what the Holocaust was.
If they're allowed to be taught that.
That's right.
Well,
in some cases.
Yeah.
So talk about going down some rabbit holes. We could do this a whole other night, too. I'm wondering about homeschooling, and I just have a thought about that. But we can come back to that.
Okay.
That's not upset.
Later, if you want.
You want to bring that up later? Or what? She wants to jump in.
She's going to get him out
of my house.
You should not.
I should not. Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
All right. So then we'll.
It might be good.
Well, we can do. We have segments.
No,
later
I don't
in the show.
Know any. Okay, I don't know much about it. This is one thing I wanted to ask. It's just a legitimate question.
It's at home.
I know that part. Do they honestly though? I don't know about like tests. Like, do they take the same tests that other people take, or like how does that? Do you know about this?
A little bit. I have a cousin that homeschools her kids. There are metrics that your kids have to meet. Mm-hmm. By state law.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so the states don't actually necessarily care how they get there, just that they get there. I don't care how you get here.
I don't care how you get here.
You can reach by airplane. I don't care how you... Right, so
number
they do have
two
to...
pencil.
Right.
Doesn't, you know, yeah, totally.
Yeah, and you have to prove that they've met this metric or this standard, or they've had this sort of curriculum.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so they do, but it's a real loose kind of a system.
So the reason I asked is because I saw a comment from somebody. I hadn't thought of this, and then it hit home. And I'm sorry, I have one more example about what people don't know. In the course I teach, one of them that I teach at ASU on race, ethnicity, and crime, there were some, thankfully it wasn't a lot, but there were some of my students that didn't really know about lynching, which blew my mind.
Sure.
And I did a whole segment on lynching and show them a video, and it was a good moment. They were like, oh my God. And you know, so then I kind of pulled the room. I'm like, what was your high school experience like? Did they talk about this? And the one guy, he went to a small band. He's like, well, my history teacher, he just liked World War II a lot, so that's the only thing we talked about. He was like, slavery, lynching, not so much.
Yeah.
And the other one said, no, we covered it, but they just did it real lightly. Mm-hmm. And one girl educated me. Of course, my brain, I was like, oh, is that because of racism? They didn't. And she was like, no, slow down. She was like, it wasn't. She's like, sometimes that subject matter is so serious that it's too grim. You have to be careful how you...
Right.
At what
point in your primary education do you expect children to learn that? Maybe you don't.
You don't. Right.
Maybe that's a college level thing to learn. It's okay to learn things later in life.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
So the argument was that, no, we need to be talking about lynching and stuff, you know, in high school, in U.S. history in high school.
Maybe.
So, but then someone brought this up and I had not thought of this. And she said, well, if you're homeschooled, what if you just decide to skip that part?
Mm-hmm.
And this whole like criticism of is it And there's this thing on the internet, because you can find anything on the internet about this family. They were teaching their kids. They refused to discuss evolution.
Okay.
And they were saying science is wrong. Sure. And that blew my mind, because I hadn't thought much about it. Yep. But that you could homeschool children and never talk about the Holocaust, lynching, science, evolution. Like, can you? And I thought, well, won't they get tested on that? Yeah. So, Kat, you're saying no.
No.
Okay. Well, that's not what I wanted to hear.
No.
What?
Well, so, I don't like your answer.
Well, I don't like that answer.
No. So what happens to somebody like that? And I don't know.
If they run for president and win.
Well, that's that. No, but you have to take tests to get into college, correct?
Sometimes. You have your SATs usually.
Yeah, okay. General.
So I wonder how that works. And maybe I'm just like asking a dumb question, but I'm like, to your point, at some point, somebody's going to ask you a question on a test or an application. There's going to be something where they're going to be like, well, what about blah, blah, blah? And you're going to be like, I got nothing for you.
Right.
And you go to community college and you get 2 years worth of credits, and then you can go to any school you want. They don't give a shit about your SATs. Care.
That's exactly why I said it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad, too.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to go into a more Ivy League college or I don't know what the right, but like,
the ones you've heard of.
The ones you've heard of, right. And like, even to get into, you might need SATs.
If you're trying to go to Stanford, if you're trying to go to...
Right. And if you try to get into a certain program, there are other alphabet soup shit of GREs. And
once
blah,
you
blah,
get
blah,
in,
blah,
there's
blah.
Things you have to know. I know that's true of ASU. Yeah. Like, once you go up, you have to, like, you have to have the same, you have to know the same things.
Sure.
Exactly. That was, thank you. That was the word I was looking for.
Yep.
So I just wondered if things like that are also just helping to contribute to this
and that's been going on for
the last thing I'll say about it is just the false equivalency is what I was really getting at that I don't like, which is, well, I'm saying the Holocaust didn't exist. That's my opinion. And you're saying that it does. And that's your opinion. So they're equal. So the end, we're good. No, that those false equivalencies, I think, are the problem.
Yes, listen back. There's been a few rants on that.
I would like to hear an interview with somebody who was homeschooled and all of that was glossed over. Then they got to the real world. And
just call Betsy DeVos.
No. I would like to talk to a person who understands.
Oh, my bad. I misunderstood.
I was raised and taught nothing. Then I got to the out into the real world, not shielded by mom and dad, you know, Pollyanna,
right?
You know, all this bullshit, and then realize, oh, I was not prepared for this. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear from somebody who then went out and sought the knowledge and was like, yeah, I never knew any of this happened until I was like 30 or some bullshit. Sure. I just think it'd be
interesting. That's a great concept for like a show or something.
Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be interesting to find out what they're, when did they wake up and realize, oh, I don't have all the information I need.
Right? Yeah, right.
Well, but if you continue to travel in the same circles and in the same the same bubble, right?
I agree with that. I agree.
They're not going to know that they ever missed out on something.
Well, but I also can't think of, like, I can't make a list of things that, you have to know about to be a decent, productive person in society either. You know what I mean? Like, you could be raised and get the blandest version of history and not know about any of these things and come into the world and learn about them. And I think just inherently your personality is going to take care of that. Like, are you naturally just a warm and caring person? Like, are you a decent person
in general? I am not at all saying that they would be a bad person.
Right.
I'm just like, all of a sudden, you know, people in North Korea get out of North Korea and realize, oh my God, there's real internet and there's different things. You can eat stuff and you can have families. And like, when you get outside of that bubble, and that was one that was clearly one of the things that my mom wanted me to get out of moving away from our hometown was to see that there were more things in life than what that town had to offer. And I get that. It's all well and good. And I moved from there to here. And I didn't go any further, or I haven't yet. I haven't gone any further than here. I'm not a big fan of L.A., but that's a whole nother world. Uh-huh. There's a lot going on out there that I don't really care to be involved with. I don't think it's different. It wouldn't, education-wise, it's not different. The history is the same. That kind of stuff is the same. But like those people who have been sheltered and get out of that bubble and realize, oh, women can drive cars, or, you know, the black people are just like you and I. They're just, you know, those kind of things. Sure. Not saying that they're a bad person because they didn't have the education that there wasn't a Holocaust or whatever.
I think Kat's making a really good point, though.
That just has to do with how open or not you are to learning new things.
Right.
If you have, like, stuck your heels in and made a decision that I don't want to believe anything else, like, for whatever reason, whether you've been taught that or have naturally just become one of those people.
I think you're still missing what my point is.
No, I think she got your point.
I'm not saying they're
closed-minded. I'm saying they got out for some reason.
Great.
They went to a new city and realized, oh, yeah, this is different.
Right, and who they naturally are at that moment will change their experience. So if you have never been exposed to anyone other than a big pack of white people, mm-hmm, and you move to someplace that's predominantly black, your willingness to learn about a new situation, your willingness, mm-hmm, to accept what is, will change your experience. Because if you have just in your mind, for whatever reasons and whatever teaching, decided that black people are the enemy and there's something to be afraid of, going to new places isn't going to help you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
what she's saying is a new experience is will be determined, what you think of it will be determined upon your good nature.
Right.
I think she heard you. Why I'm relating to what you're saying is there's a lot of people that don't know a lot of things, but they have a good, they're empathetic,
they're
again,
core,
that word, right, yeah, they're a decent person. And it occurred to me when I was thinking backwards in time, my great-grandfather on my dad's side had an eighth grade education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because back then, and because he had to, you know, they had a ranch, and you know, that's what he did. But he is revered in the community through the Depression. He ended up owning a store, and he helped a lot of people during the Depression, and like, because he was a good man.
Right.
So what I'm hearing you say, and you know, I was thinking about it, just being well read and knowing a lot of facts and being smart, there's a lot of assholes and sociopaths that are that, right?
Yeah, they're, lots of douchebags with college degrees.
Right, exactly.
With advanced degrees and Harvard law degrees.
How many degrees do you have?
You know, actually, I have two.
Well played. Well played, yeah, sir.
I thought being a sociopath was better hidden than that.
No, sir. We can see right through that.
That's part of it.
That's right. That's part of the endearing quality you have.
I mean, I always tell people all you need to know is that Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly both went to Harvard. So
right.
So, you know, yeah, smart. I get, and well read. I totally get what you're saying. There could be sheltered people, maybe in Amish communities or religion, wherever. I'm just throwing that out there. But they're really good people. So their openness to new experiences and how they see. All you have to know is how they might treat like an animal or a disadvantaged person or something like that. They don't need to know a lot of high IQ or whatever.
If we can't teach children anything else, teach them kindness.
That's
and they'll be fine.
I could not agree more. This cure to this empathy thing, mm-hmm, and they have proven that empathy can be taught to children.
Oh,
it's not an innate characteristic that you're necessarily born with or not with.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
Yes, without. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
High school and college dropout. You're welcome.
I like it.
As we move on to the next segment of tonight's show.
Proof.
My God, it's the headline segment coming up right now, Q Talk America. I hope you all are ready. If not, not my problem. A judgment-free zone.
Excuse me, sir. Move your lamb.
Loving inanimate things.
A new twist on ice cream.
Here's a story of a house named Brady.
Ugly clothes I wasn't going to buy anyway.
Other things.
A dog can sing like Britney Spears.
And bearing your ass for freedom. These and other things I'm sure we're going to get into coming up right here on the old Q Talk America. That's right. We're coming right back with our headline segment next right here. So stick with us.
Hey, girl. You okay?
You're listening to Q Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio commutes.